I recently remembered what a few years ago, when I was studying at the university, a classmate responded to me about the explanation of the importance of allowing Jesus to enter our hearts. I remember that talk. We were talking about the new life we received in Christ, a new life free from sin. And although free from sin, it does not mean that we are exempt from sinning again. Free from sin means that we are no longer slaves of it. Well, when I was talking to him about this, he kept looking at me. The first thing he said to me was, "My friend, but if I made the decision, there are so many things that I will have to change and I will have to let go." And he started to give me many examples of the life he lived, that he considered to be something good that he could not at some point let go of overnight. Even some processes that he considered that in his own strength he could not do. So, he said, "What stops me from following God is thinking about everything I have to let go. I have to renounce this, I have to renounce the other." And every time he spoke and thought, more things came out, things that he imagined that he had to let go in order to open his heart to God. So I smiled for a moment and said, "Well, you are absolutely right. If it were a decision that we had to make to let go of many things in our own strength, we could not do it. In fact, we would not achieve it because we are so weak and easy to fall into temptation that in our own strength, what we would end up doing is repeating it again and again. And if God asked us, 'You have to change so that I enter your heart,' I think that it will never happen. It is like a doctor telling a sick person, 'The day you get well, then come to me so I can treat you. Look for a consultation.' It is assumed that if one is sick, it is the right time to go to find the doctor. So it is the same with God. However, we have come to the idea that God cannot dwell in a dirty heart. That is, I have to clean it first, so that later he lives in this heart and in that thought of everything I have to let go so that God enters my life. Then we decide better not to do it. At some point we tell him the right time will come, but not for now." But what would you think if I told you that it is not necessary, that the worst thing you can do is thinking about what you have to let go, because in your own strength, you will never achieve it. God takes care of that in your life. Let me tell you a story about a short man named Zacchaeus. You can read it at home in Luke chapter 19 from verse 1 onwards. But I want to recreate the story a bit for you, to speak to you more clearly, or take you to the point that I am talking to you through this audio. Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he was head of the tax collectors there in Jericho. The man had become rich, but not at the cost of his work, but of deception, of cheating people and charge them more than he had to charge, to the point that the man climbed and became head of the tax collectors. So Zacchaeus had amassed a fortune. Apparently, he had everything. He felt good, I say in quotation marks, or apparently, because I imagine that when Zacchaeus entered his mansion, entered his house, he was alone. He had no one to around him. He had no friends, and those who followed him were because he could give them something. Otherwise, everyone would talk about him. Not just because of being a bad person, but because of being a bad person due to the job he had. Well, but one day, Jesus decided to go through that place where Zacchaeus lived. Now, Jesus passes by. because he was preaching the word of God. So, I believe that Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. He had heard about that man who heals, who delivers, that his words are full of wisdom. So, something motivated him to go to that place where they said Jesus was. Now, because of his short stature, he couldn't see Jesus. He couldn't get close, but he looked for a way. So, he saw a tree called sycamore. He climbed that tree to wait for Jesus to pass by. Notice that Jesus was surrounded by many, many, many people. So, if you wanted to be next to Jesus, you had to make your own way to get to where he was. However, Zacchaeus was content to see him. He wanted to know him. And Zacchaeus climbs this tree, and when Jesus passes through that place, passes under the tree, as God knows everything, even what is in your heart, in my heart, in the heart of man, Jesus stopped. Zacchaeus was not calling him. But there was something in his heart that told him that he needed an encounter with Jesus. This is one of the few encounters with Jesus stops. Jesus stops and approaches Zacchaeus, looks up and sees this little man sitting on a branch of the tree. Who would have thought a rich man with a lot of money, not appreciated by the people, but perhaps he did not care. He wasn't interested because perhaps he filled his thoughts and his heart with having a lot of money. But there it was, an important moment in the life of Zacchaeus. That important man stopped and looked at him and said, "Zacchaeus." At some point, the Bible does not say that Jesus introduced himself. "Hello, I am Jesus. What's your name?" Jesus called him by name. Do you know why? Because God knows us all. He created us. When God comes to your life, he does not call you by a nickname. He does not try to get closer. He gets closer to you. And also, sometimes, because of how bad we are, we cannot raise our eyes to him because we feel ashamed. We feel bad. He thus extends his eyes on us and calls us by name. Someone calling you by name is giving you recognition and respect. I do not imagine how they would tell Zacchaeus, the tax collector, or every time they talked about him, they exaggerated with the words. But Jesus says, "Zacchaeus." When Zacchaeus hears his name from Jesus, he pays attention, and Jesus says, "You know what, Zacchaeus? Come down from that tree. Come down right now. I must stay at your house today. It is necessary for me to dwell in your house today." Now, look at this so wonderful. Jesus did not care about those who were there, whether they loved Zacchaeus or not. Jesus expressed his love. Are you understanding? Because perhaps in front of other people, you're not well received, but the arms of the Lord will always be open to you. I don't know how many have rejected you, how many have left your side, but Jesus will not do the same. The fact that you are broken, or you say that you are broken inside, that does not mean that God forgot about you. He is watching you today and telling you, "Come down. It is necessary for me to stay in your house today." Do you know what "come down" means? It does mean take away those high standards that you have and come, because I am putting myself to your level so you can receive my love. Zacchaeus could stay up there, but the decision he made was to come down. Sometimes in this life you have to come down. And the only way to receive God in heart and our life to change is to come down from those standards. From pride, from haughtiness, from arrogance, from lie, to To come down means leave the position you are in, that you can recognize that you need Him and that God can enter you. That is what it means. So, when Zacchaeus heard, "Come down from there," he came down from that place. And do you know what I understand? That he came down not only physically, but in his mind, he completed disarmed. He said, "This is my chance." The most famous man of these moments is saying that he wants to be in my house. I do not know how many thoughts, millions, thousands of thoughts would have passed through the mind of Zacchaeus. And the point is that our mind flies. Perhaps at some point we would have thought, "I have to go to organize my house so that Jesus comes. I am going to say yes, but that it would be better for him to arrive later while I organize." No! You know what? Zacchaeus came down quickly, and you know how? Full of enthusiasm and joy. When he came down, he said to Jesus, "Of course, yes." You know, every time I read this story, it moves me so much because I see how much love Jesus had for people and how much God still has for us today. In that, while we were still sinners, He offered Himself for our sins. And boy, do we fail every day, but there is the hand of the Lord open, the arms of God open to receive us. Zacchaeus came down happy and said to Jesus, "Of course," and took him to his house. Now, those who were around him, did they speak? Yes. Did they criticize? Yes. But Zacchaeus didn't care, you know, because his eyes were on Jesus. He was waiting for that invitation until it arrived. And when Zacchaeus takes Jesus to his house, look at what happened. Zacchaeus stood before the Lord. When Jesus was about to enter, Zacchaeus stood before him and said to him, "Lord, I will give half of my wealth to the poor, and if I cheat someone with their taxes, I will give back four times more." Then Jesus replied, "Salvation has come to this house today, because this man has proven to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek to save that which was lost." If Zacchaeus had been trying to fix his house so that Jesus would arrive, he might have lost the opportunity. It was now or never. He might have lost the opportunity. It was now or never, you know. God has a chance for you now. Now or never, my beloved friends. All you have to do is to calm down. Calm down. Calm down. You know what I mean. Disarm your heart and open it to Him. Stop thinking about what you have to let go, or what you have to give, or what you have to confess. Just open your heart as Zacchaeus did. It was enough just to accept Jesus to enter his house. And Jesus was not inside yet. He was just on his way to enter when his thoughts and heart already had been renewed. If he had done it in his own strength, imagine as Zacchaeus thinking, "I have to give back to the poor. I have to give back others the taxes that I have overcharged. That is a lot of money. No, I think that I better invite Jesus for another occasion. Not right now." So you can be this way today, but you can take the position of Zacchaeus, of course. "Enter my heart. I cannot change in my own strength, but I leave it to you to do it." That is a simple prayer, my beloved friend, which comes out of a willing heart. There are things we cannot achieve in our own strength, but just let Jesus to enter. You will not realize when those things changed, because God did it in your life. Father, thank you for this simple word. I ask you in the name of Jesus that it be well received, and may this word make many open their hearts so that they can get to know you. I only ask for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and Amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want to invite you to follow me on my Instagram account. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC, and that you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. I send you a hug. Blessings.